Welcome to At the Podium. Today's episode, we are breaking down the life of an elite performer. This person just so happens to be the one dropping the beats and the sounds during some of the greatest sporting events in all of Michigan, all of the Midwest. And I gotta tell you, she's played at some of the biggest events around the entire world. DJ Mint is one of the top DJs in Michigan today, playing at the Big House, Ford Field, Comerica, Little Caesars Arena, and more. She is one of the most versatile individuals that you will ever meet. Hello again, and welcome to At the Podium with Manuel Amezcua. I'm a financial advocate, a CEO, a father, husband, and as all of you now know, a massive sports fan and enthusiast. I'm obsessed with encouraging people to dream and attack their unique vision that they have for their life so that by doing that, they can inspire others to do the same. We built this podcast to share the stories of some of the highest performers in my life. Most of those just happen to be in and around the world of sports. And we're converting those stories into lessons that can help you get closer to your hopes and dreams. Folks, today my guest is DJ Nicole Mint. As most of you already know, she's a household name in this market. She burst out on the scene 10 years ago, 2014, traveled across the world since then, playing at some of the biggest arena stadiums and coliseums in the world. She's become an advocate for a number of different incredible causes. And today you're going to hear about one of those, Detroit Dog Rescue. This discussion was a special one. Nicole talks about her love of music, culture, different life experiences that she's had all over the world, to family and spirituality. Today, she's giving back in the community in so many different ways. I loved hearing that sort of behind-the-scenes version of such a big personality and a big brand in our marketplace, known as DJ Mint. I'm confident you're going to find value in today's discussion. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Folks, I've been so excited about this one. I think today's conversation is going to feel like an absolute rager by the time that DJ Nicole Mint and I are done unpacking her story. She is one of the most recognizable artists that I have come across in all of the Midwest. And today, folks, she is the artistic genius and DJ at the University of Michigan for virtually every single Detroit sports team. I mean, I'm thinking about the Lions, right? I mean, I could not go into Instagram and not see you in my stories or in my feed because of what an incredible journey you were on this year with the Lions, the Tigers, the Red Wings, etc. You've done some major soccer matches. You are a closet soccer enthusiast and superstar. Nicole, DJ Mint, I'm so excited that you're here today, and thank you for accepting my invitation.
Thank you so much for having me.
I was chuckling when you walked in because you immediately put me in my place and you reminded me that this is your first podcast.
First one.
Will you unpack that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, I've been asked probably to do over 500. And I've only counted only because I know from my emails, and my team actually reminded me, like, you're doing a podcast, like, why this one? And why? It's I really loved your content. I loved your passion.
Thank you.
I could read into it, and representing Detroit. So out of all the podcasts from London to Mexico, overseas, you're the one. So it's my very first. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were so stoked and amped up thinking about you coming on the show. And I think just to be very candid about it, the first time we came across your page on Instagram, I was like, who is this little like superstar that's like every single place I want to be watching a game?
Right.
And she's the one in charge of all the music. And I love the music at games, right? I'm a guy who enjoys watching the competition, you know, the field or court of battle, but also enjoy the musical genius that's going on in these stadiums and these arenas. And I saw it was you. And the first post I ever saw was you at the Big House. Talk to our listeners about your relationship with Ann Arbor, with the University of Michigan, and literally shows with 100,000 people at the Big House.
It's been a phenomenal run. U of M was the first sports team that I joined that started, I think, my wonderful journey, I should say. I got asked Harbaugh's first year when he came. Nike took over Adidas. So with that big merge, I was asked to do the party on State Street. So that drew like 7,000 people on a Sunday evening. The day before that was the first international soccer game, which I did not DJ. I did the block party for. So that was, you know, the beginning. Yes. And then after that, I started doing hockey, volleyball, basketball, gymnastics. I've covered every sport pretty much that has a DJ at Michigan. All of them have DJs. So yeah. And then it's just been crazy. DJing for 100,000 people, that was my like third year
wow.
of being a DJ. So I reached that climax of crowd very short in my career.
I know that you grew up with a love for sports and music.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to your childhood and maybe share a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
And where like your love and your affection and your inspiration for the two started from?
Music has always been a passion of mine since I was little. My parents, they gave me the gift of letting me listen to everything. I mean, they were always playing the record player from every genre, to country, to soul music, to rock. So I feel like my palate at a young age really respected music in a different way. And I, as a person, I think I took it in a different way. You know, I listen to music. I think we all listen to music for different purposes, right?
Yes, we
feel different things. And then being an athlete, I've always been into sports since I was younger. Soccer was my number one sport. So the chance that I got to create a career out of both in a way of not really playing sports, you know, I played up to semi-pro soccer, but it's just been, you know, a great mix to put two passions together and create happiness, you know, in a different way.
I love that. I know that you've been the DJ for some mind-blowing soccer matches.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ones that have stood out the most to you in recent years where you're just like, man, what a privilege that was?
It's so crazy. I feel like my life's been so fast that even arriving to the Big House, you know, days, I'm like, I've never really gotten the chance to take it in fully.
Mm.
I think with how crazy my schedule's been, it could be, you know, one big event to another. But after the fact, like, I appreciate the, like, the opportunity to be that person in being a female to do such big stages, you know, as the Big House.
Yeah.
But in the Grand Prix, I think that was one of the biggest special events I've ever done. My parents were both in the automotive business, so my dad was really close with Penske.
Oh,
he worked at
sure.
Ford his whole life. So automotive was really, really dear to my parents' heart, to mine too. So that was like a groundbreaking event where I like cried when I got the call. Yeah.
What is the most brilliant DJ in my personal life drive today?
The most brilliant?
You.
Well, thank you.
I don't have any DJ friends. You're the most brilliant DJ friend I have.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
What do you drive?
I drive a Wrangler.
Yeah. Do you love it?
I love it. And I drive a Wrangler, first non-Ford car, but my dad did the design on the CJ7, so
what?
I got that. Okay, don't get the Mustang again. Get something better for DJing.
Yeah, I love
in
that.
In Michigan weather, so.
On your Instagram profile, and I'm going to just jump around if that's
sure,
okay with
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
On your Instagram profile, I love, I don't even know what they call these like little descriptor lines, but the Saturday night personality with the Sunday morning heart.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that for our listeners?
That has been my motto for a while. Actually, I've had that on all my social medias probably for 15 years. I'm very outgoing.
Yeah.
But I have a big heart. I like to have fun. I don't necessarily think party is a word to describe people when they're going out or listening to music, you know, but it's more, I have a lot of charisma, but I also have such a big heart. So whatever I touch, it's with heart and passion. But I'm super outgoing and love to have fun in all the best ways. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I told you that I recently had an exchange with a mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And they literally, when I mentioned your name, they lit up. And it was like I was about to meet the queen of all music and entertainment. And I just thought like, damn, I am so stoked to meet her. Like, and I had felt that way. But that interaction just like validated it. And I was like, when's she on? I'm like, Chrissy, when is she on? When's she? It's like I was a child asking every week, like to be reminded of when you were coming.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And people have that like energetic vibe for you. Why do you think that's so consistent that people just have this like magnetism and attraction towards being around you, being your friend, being in your presence, being in your company, living life through your artistic playlist, etc.?
I'm my own DNA. And I think everyone needs to be their own DNA. And I represent that, you know, we need to always support each other no matter what we're doing. Have
Love
passion,
that.
Have heart, have be humble about wherever you go. And always just treat people with respect. And I think that's what people see from me is no matter where I go in life, no matter what stage I'm on, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to try to make you smile if I see you're not smiling at a show. I will personally go up to you and you make engagement to see why you're not even, you know, what's going on. Maybe
sure.
it's something personal. Maybe, you know, you never know. But I think it's just, I have so much heart for life and just making sure everyone's good and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I chose that route. Like I wanted to do something to make people feel good. And I think that's so important today. Like we need to come together and just care for one another and not differentiate everyone else. I think everyone's competing.
Yes.
Which is a huge no to be successful. Yeah. Like I chose DJing because of passion. I didn't choose it for money. I think when you choose that route, it can be very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just I have good charisma. I know people, they respect me because I respect everyone. I was taught no matter who you are, no matter where you go in life, treat everyone with respect, you know? So it's dear to my heart. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, you touched on something I was just talking about 2 days ago with a colleague of mine on the west side of the country. And the conversation was about investing time with a specific group of people. And I don't want to say what it was, but, you know, let's say it was based off of gender or ethnicity or socioeconomic background. And I remember I made a comment. He's like, dude, that's why I think you're just so crazy. And I love it. I was like, man, I'm for all of humanity. So I'm like, unless you tell me that everyone's invited, I was like, I'm just not. At this stage, I just turned 46 a couple of days ago, and I'm like, at this stage of my life, like, I'm just for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, being Latino is everything about who I am,
mm-hmm.
but it's not about everything I have to give to the world. And I'm just like, man, I'm just for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm inspired by the idea that everyone has an opportunity to pursue their version of, like, the American dream here.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's just taking that risk and believing in yourself. And even if you don't believe in yourself, there's other people that believe in you.
That do.
And it's just taking that step.
Yep.
Just to feed off that, I changed my career at 32. So I'm 42, which a lot of people don't know that.
No
even though I remind everyone every
no
year.
No one knew that.
still, people
bleep that
think
out.
I'm lying. But
no one
I'm proud
you.
Of it. That's something that I like to exploit a lot nowadays because it's not common. you know, I think we all get comfortable in what we're doing.
Sure.
We're scared to do what we love. I think that's a lot of our society is there's so many things that people want to do, but they're scared to, which is common. I mean,
yeah.
But I took that leap just because I was very passionate about being a DJ.
When you think back to 10 years ago and you taking that huge, huge leap of faith and believing in yourself and betting on yourself, mm-hmm. who are one or two of the key people in your life that really advocated for you that said, man, go get that. You're going to crush it.
Yeah. A lot of friends from high school. I mean, they saw how much I would make people, I would burn them CDs. I have friends today that have CDs, I burnt them, you know, in high school, which, you know, I graduated in 2000. Let's put that out there. So that's like where it all began too. It's like, you know, wild that I've, you know, put it into a career. So
who do you think was somebody at that time that you were looking at and saying, man, I'm pulling inspiration from that?
You know, to go off that last question, I want to say my parents.
Yeah, love it.
They were into me being an engineer, going to business school, doing whatever I wanted, but they were so supportive. It was like, do whatever. I think you're going to be great at that.
What are their names?
My mom is Anina Mint. She just passed 2 years ago.
I'm sorry about to hear that.
So thank you.
My father passed 2 years ago.
There we go. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Very hard. And then my dad is Ong Mint. Yeah, so, but very supportive.
Yeah.
And I think that's important too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
You know, what a gift, because that's not always the case.
It's not.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've grown up with some dear friends where, you know, the parents had a very clear expectation of the path for the child. And it's like, my gosh, that had to be so hard.
Yeah.
So what a gift.
Yeah. I mean, we as a society have so much that we break down for people, especially kids, how everything should be right in order.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we can do that order.
I know.
Like I think everyone, we could do it probably in the same order of what we pursue or how people should be. And I think that needs to change. I mean, everyone should be who they want to be.
Yeah.
See where life takes them. There's no stages. I think happiness is created, you know, how it's supposed to be. Meant to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I love
that was great support. Yeah. They're my number one fans. So
moods. So can I share a mood?
Sure.
And then you tell me what you would play for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm angry.
You're angry.
Yeah. I'm angry. What are you going to
play? Yeah. I would definitely play some Motown, some reggae, or even I have a few tracks that I call my happy tracks.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a tropical house,
you
know, very chill. But those are the vibes I would play.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you said that. My favorite Pandora station is Miami Poolside Radio.
Okay.
And I play that a lot.
So a little sunshine. Yeah, totally. Timberlake like, on the island somewhere.
Yeah, who's ever angry, like laying around on a beach with a sunny day with water, right?
No.
I'm sad.
You're sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to play if I'm sad?
So I would play probably, that could be a mixture.
Okay.
See, I personally think if I'm DJing though.
Yes.
What would I choose for you personally or a group and
for
one
me.
Sad person?
Yeah. I'm sad. I'm
You're
really
sad. Man, I would play some very upbeat, you know, like you said, poolside. Sunshine beats,
nice.
Bob Marley, you know, something that you relate to, but also it's uplifting.
Okay.
You know, so like a reminder, like One Love, right? Like,
Why
am I sad? You know, like life is beautiful.
Yes.
When you hear those lyrics and
love it. Okay. What would you play at a 16-year-old's birthday party at Mad Nice?
At Mad Nice. I would probably play some Drake. You know, the palette's all over with 16-year-olds. You'd be surprised.
Ava's turning 16 and we...
Maybe some Taylor Swift.
We rented a room at Mad Nice and I'm like, I wonder what they're going to be playing that night. I wonder if I should try to bring my own playlist.
Sure.
So, okay.
Yeah.
What would you play before a high school football game?
For a high school football game? I mean... keep it clean.
Yes.
Probably some clean Drake for sure, some clean hip hop. But they also like EDM.
I think
high school kids are now really big into EDM.
Yeah.
So a little mixture.
What do you think about EDM?
I love it. Yeah.
So why? Unpack that a little bit.
Well, EDM has definitely progressed, I think, to being, you know, not, it's dance music, but it's also like having progression of house in there now and a little bit of pop. So it's integrating to be where more people can actually relate to it, to where it was just more of just strong beats, you know?
Yeah.
So I think today, like, music is changing. Like, what is house? Well, there's 30 types of house music, right? So you can't just say, I don't like house. Well, there's, we can go down the palette of what different house beats there are, because it's different. They're all different.
When people say things like that, that are very like narrow, almost like blissfully ignorant comments, like, oh, I don't like house. Do you help to like educate them, or do you kind of just let it flow?
I will say I am a nonstop educator. You know, I step in when it's proper.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just chime in, be obnoxious, but like, I've had people say, you know, at a house night, why are you playing this house song? No one's dancing, with the whole crowd dancing. And I'm playing the most legendary house song that was created when house music was created. So it's an education. I don't ever take anything. It's more people always think they know.
Yes.
About everything in life. But my thing is, if you say something that is incorrect, and I am strongly about that, like teaching you, I'm just educating you for a better future of knowing to never say that maybe to a DJ again, or, you know, maybe putting a person down for those words of knowledge that you thought were facts, you know.
You just made me think of the fact that, like, I often experience people as they either want to prove that they know a lot and they're kind of like the more dominant person in the environment or the conversation, and like, look how brilliant I am. Or they want to feel validated and seen and like, you know, I'm so thankful you're here. And it's like usually kind of like one of those two things. And I find like both of those things to be, because I've done that, especially the latter. I'd like, hey, just, you know, do you see me? Am I doing good work?
Yeah.
Like, do you like what I'm doing? You know, tell me it's great, right? And I'm like, it's like feels draining.
It is.
And I've been through a lot of therapy, so I like know now that I can say that, right?
Right, yeah.
And just really draining.
It's draining, yeah. But
you know. Mentioned earlier, though, like how fast your life has felt like it's just kind of blown by these last 10 years.
It really has.
So many shows, so much success. Can't keep up with all the people who want selfies with you, for sure. And like, this is the first time you're like hitting time out and saying, yeah, I'll hop on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I now have realized I kind of do need to slow down.
Yeah.
I can't DJ 7 days a week. I mean, I can, but I have other goals in mind. I think my grind got me where I'm at, you know, personally. Yeah. So I'm comfortable. I've now played, you know, every stadium in Michigan, to theaters, to venues. So now it's just kind of finding more self-care and, you know, making sure I do, like, take in all these things I'm doing. Yeah, it's important. I think it's really important. So.
Well, and I was thinking about, like, it's got to be awesome to see like an audience of 1,000 or 100,000, like just be so jacked up about your presence and what you're playing. And it's like a total rager, right?
Yeah.
But that takes a lot of energy though, too. It's like, pleasing and exciting as that is, there's gotta be something awesome about just being in a one-on-one conversation and saying, one human just told me I was awesome and this was great and he was amped up and he was jacked up and this was incredible.
Yeah.
And that has to maybe take a little bit less energy for you to actually enjoy that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of energy, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I can't complain. You know, right? Like, I'm really doing what I love.
Yes.
I dreamed of being that person playing music in the stadiums, like, attending games as a child. Like, it was an beautiful inside dream.
Yeah.
It was never, like, an outside dream. I never told anyone. It was just, it fell into place. it's magical. It is a lot of energy though. Whether it's playing the music and, you know, I think sports DJing, as we saw, with Cascade being the breakthrough EDM DJ for the Super Bowl, I think it's awesome that EDM became into those and you got to be showcased. In-game DJing is a whole different scenario than what DJing is. I think that's something that I voiced very, very proudly when I started DJing games. Mm-hmm. Today people don't even know there's a DJ at the games still. But
the Pistons do. DJ Chachi holding down the house, my guy.
Yeah, they got a few. So, I think it's a cool breakthrough to bring to the music scene that, we are people doing that. When you're arriving, we've already been there probably for 6 hours, rehearsal. And in-game is totally different than DJing. Yeah, and it's a cool career.
I did read a little bit about that. There was an article that showcased a conversation with you, sharing a little bit of insight and kind of behind the scenes to what it takes for you to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you share that with our listeners a little bit?
Sure. Every sport's different. Like I said, I've done it all. So it's crazy to see now with the different paces and how every organization works. But, I'm given scripts for the games. We talk about the music, what's best for certain scenarios, whether it be a legendary honoree to, maybe a kid being honored for something, to the intros. So, like I said, every sport's different, but with volleyball, I'm playing a song every snippet of a score Michigan does. So, I have to be prepared with music completely on the fly. Hockey is very fast, we know the paces. So every time music is played, how quick that is,
mm-hmm.
But it's a lot. You gotta do the intros to the anthem, it's the whole thing. It's a whole production. Yeah.
Who would you say was the first person when you first started early in your career that said, man, you were great. And you're like, man, I believe that.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will say at the Nike launch rally, Desmond Howard came up to me like, you are crushing it. And those words never left me. They never did. They're still whispered in my ear. Also, Charles Woodson said the same thing that day. And we've stayed connected. I do a lot of stuff for his charities.
Yeah.
And both great guys, legends that I followed as a kid. And someone from the Fab Five, I don't know if it was Juwan. It might have been Juwan. But, yeah.
I love that. Obviously, both guys that I love when they comment on football, college, pro, any of that. Really enjoyed following them this year with Michigan's story.
Yep.
And, from everything I've ever heard and known, and the few times I've had very, very brief interactions with each of them, just an absolute class act.
Yeah.
So if they're saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was my first experience of, someone that big to tell me about my DJing. And like I said, those little things stick with you. I mean, that's why I think spreading love and always saying positive things to people.
Yeah.
You're in the elevator. You see someone having a bad day. My mom always said, try to make someone smile.
Yes.
Every day. Make them smile. Yeah. No matter who it is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the conversation around people, especially people I think who are just great humans in general, but very successful in their own right,
mm-hmm.
recognizing your talents and your gifts and how successful you're going to be in music and are in music. The Our Detroit also did this great piece on you,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it and I'm like, oh man, when is she coming out again? Because at that point, we had already been communicating with you when it released mm-hmm. recently. Tell me, what does that mean to you today when organizations like Our Detroit, which I read every time it comes out, and I love it because it's food and entertainment, and fashion, and wonderful causes and organizations, which are stories about wonderful people.
Yeah.
What does that mean to somebody like DJ Mitt?
To be honest with you, I didn't even know how big it was. I got the call,
huge.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, it's Our Detroit. They want to, they're asking if they can nominate me and be Detroit of the Year. I was like, I really didn't know. I was like, wait, is this real? again, reality check.
Yes.
You know, that was a huge honor. Yeah. I think one of the greatest honors to this date. I mean, you know, being on the cover.
Yeah.
You know, and then let alone on the same article pages, Cabrera. That meant a lot to me. And I think it was really cool just to give someone like me who's worked so hard and people recognizing it. I've done this without management. You know, I've gone everywhere by myself. Like, I never had anyone pulling me or promoting me. It was all done solo. So I think a lot of people respect that. Like, but yeah, it was very special. I'll never forget that. I mean, I'll hold it dear to my heart. Yeah. Being honored like that. Yeah.
What was the coolest call or email or text that you got from somebody saying, "Are you serious? You're in the magazine?"
Gosh, I had so many people, and they're still finding it in their dentist office or taking their kid to the doctor. So, you know, it's been seen everywhere. I did get a call from someone from out of the country who had flown to Detroit, and he worked for an entertainment business, but he emailed me saying, "I am blown away by the story. You know, I'm flying Delta right now and saw this hour." So it's just like the way people see it from all over the world.
Sure.
I thought that was just, I had calls from all over. I couldn't even put it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very, it was a lot. It was great. It was just a lot to take in again. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this really real? But yeah.
Earlier you referenced the fact that you're realizing now that you have all these other goals. Can you, are you comfortable sharing what some of those might be?
Yeah.
Outside of music, what else is a goal?
Oh, outside of music. Yeah. Okay. I do want to start a clothing line.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So I do want to create Mint as a clothing line, which will be coming out sometime soon. But yeah, I want to do a little bit of female to male.
Okay.
A little bit for everything.
Yeah.
But comfortable wear.
Yeah.
Nothing with, you know, I'm not trying to make my name all over the sweatshirt, but just something, it's been a passion of mine too. Yeah. So, yeah.
And today you're rocking.
Oh, I'm rocking Sana, my good friend Michael. Yeah. It's the honorary Grand Prix, Detroit Grand Prix one. So.
Yeah, that's a sweet one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I love everything that he's done.
Yeah.
It's been really special to watch as well.
Yeah, he gifted this me for the Grand Prix.
That's great.
Yeah, it was great.
What else is on the list of goals for DJ Matt?
Yeah, producing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Say everyone's more. Ready for that. Yeah, making my own music, maybe creating my own sport anthems, and just probably going nationally is my next goal, worldwide. Yeah.
What's the most exciting place that you traveled to share your gifts? You've been some incredible places. Like, seriously, I don't even want to share this with my wife, Samantha.
I've actually DJed the full moon party in Thailand before.
What?
Which is a crazy experience. Do your research on it, but it's
full moon.
It's called the full moon. So I backpacked Thailand for a month and made my way all the way to South. It was created by a couple that saw that the full moon once a month was in this part of Thailand, Ka Phayang. So they created it a party, and it is the whole strip of the beach. So it is the largest beach party in the world that everyone comes out, and it's a huge festival to see the full moon. And so I got to DJ that sporadically. I was there, and someone knew me, and they asked me to DJ. So I did that. I've DJed in London, did a wedding in London.
Love that.
Yeah. The week before the Big House game last year. So it was a lot.
Yeah.
I did Burning Man last year.
I saw that.
Flew to London.
Congratulations.
Then Big House, all in the same 2 weeks. So
that's
back
awesome.
To back. Yeah.
So besides putting out your own music, are there other things in and around music and entertainment that are top of mind for you?
Well, I do have my own entertainment company. So it's really incorporating, building that more, getting great DJs on my list. Which, you know, it's
awesome.
Yeah, that are really into grinding. You know, DJing is more than just music. I think that's something to always, we always see what DJs do in the set.
Sure.
But, you know, it's time management, there's a lot to it. It's dealing with people. It's being personable.
Yes. And then where can people learn more about that entertainment company?
Yeah, I have djmint.com. Okay. And we are now building the entertainment site for Mint Entertainment with vendors and everything. So feel free to reach out. Yeah, my website, you can inquire. And
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Let's talk about some of the people that you're drawing inspiration from today, whether it's around business, music, entertainment, but just people in life that are doing really meaningful things that you say, man, that person, like their whole vibe just really inspires me.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of local people. I will say, you know, Detroit Dog Rescue. I'm very passionate about animals. So my end goal is to create so many paths of like entrepreneurships of like bringing in money to change the world. You know, like that's my goal. I really just want to put my money and energy to making the world better. So it's people like that where I see them, you know, they're caring for animals nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, that's a passion. So like that's my next passion. I would love to create a rescue one day and just put forth more positive things in the world. Yeah.
Are there other causes and organizations like Detroit Dog Rescue that are really high on your list right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have two Puerto Rican dogs, so there's a few rescues in Puerto Rico I support greatly. You know, they are part of America too.
That's right.
Whether they are or not, I just think all animals should have our voice.
That's
and
it.
Honestly, my biggest end goal is going to the Capitol and just getting better rules for like animals, you know, with breeding and just making sure we just need better laws for our animals. So that's my end goal, to be real. Like I hope to be big enough where my voice can go there and, you know.
I love that.
They're just so dear to my heart. I just love them.
What are your dogs' names?
We have Mango, Cokie, and Mateo.
Mango, Cokie,
and I have a Cokie frog. Yeah, Cokie frog is, you know, the national frog of Puerto Rico.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So, engaged. Am I allowed to say a name?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesse Melendez,
Jesse
right?
Jesse Melendez.
Who DJs that wedding?
Yeah. That's going to be... I think everyone's waiting for that. So,
yeah.
You know, I have a few on my mind.
You do?
I'm probably going to have like five DJs at my wedding.
Yeah, right? It's like, yes.
And I will be doing a set for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, so.
That's so fire.
But it's going to be a special day.
Yeah. Do you and Jesse already have a vision for the wedding?
We have a vision.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah, the vision is 2025. Yeah. You know, give it some time to plan.
Okay.
No stress.
Yeah.
Right? We're not supposed to stress about our wedding day, right? Yeah, so.
I love that.
Yeah, and then Ultra, I'll be in Miami.
Say more, yeah. I know, I was afraid again, but say more.
Yeah, I will be in Ultra Miami performing for the very first time, so and very honored for that.
March 22nd to the 24th, right?
Yep.
And look, Samantha and I have been in Miami now for some time, mm-hmm. and I don't go as often as Samantha does, but... Every single time I go, I meet more people from Michigan.
Yeah.
In Miami. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I'm in Bloomfield Hills. Oh, yeah, I'm from Grand Rapids. Oh, yeah, I'm in Detroit proper. And it's such a cool thing. So you're going to be performing.
I will be performing.
At Ultra.
Yes.
This year,
yes.
March 22nd to 24th.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
So Detroit, come out.
Yeah. What do you think creates these opportunities? I mean, I'm just thinking about all the shows you've done at the Big House, soccer matches at the highest level of world recognition and engagement. Like, you've just done some of the most incredible, incredible moments in sports and entertainment. What creates that for you? Like, how you don't have this like booking firm that's going out and spitting your name everywhere. It needs to be shared.
Yeah, I'll say the Ultra opportunity was a blessing. I'll say there's people that have been watching me, Sure. And I think that's the thing. Like, my social media was a huge, that's how Michigan found me. You know, they saw me on Twitter. They saw everything I was doing, you know, asking if I had interest to come out and be a part of Michigan. So I think people, they know I'm passionate. This is more than just a career to me.
Yeah.
You know, I deeply, deeply care about what I do.
Yeah.
And for Ultra, like I said, like, there's people from Sony that really have been watching me, that they've talked to me, they've seen my sets, so they believe in me. And this is a huge breakthrough for me, knowing that I am producing now, but I don't have music released. Yeah. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity for me, and they're giving that to me.
Yeah.
And I never take anything for granted. Like, it's all tears of happiness and thanks. Yeah. You know, it's not, let me go brag to the world.
Yeah.
But let me share to the world that this is a possibility, you know. And I think it's just helping people grow and see, like, what can we do in life that isn't so in order of what we're told should be life, you know? And just making those, take that risk, jump out of your shell, and just believe in yourself. Yeah. And like I said, the pure passion is happiness. Yeah. So do what you love. It'll come to you if you really care. People will see it. And that's the thing. I don't fake anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm realizing when it comes. So I think that's another thing.
What does DJ Mint listen to when she's trying to settle down for the evening?
Silence.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm probably 90%. Sometimes I'm just silent in my house, even though I have sound everywhere, my studio.
Yeah.
But if it's not silence, my catalog's all over the place.
Okay.
So I think that's why I can feed music to anyone, because I do like it all.
Yeah.
You know, huge Dave Matthews fan to, you know, my Diplo to Carl Cox to everything. So
today we've gotten to know the artistic side, the dreaming side, the risk-taking side.
Yeah.
The record-setting side of DJ Mint. We got to know a little bit about your family, your upbringing, your incredible parents who were your biggest advocates and fans. Where you draw inspiration, and that you love it quiet when you're ready to relax.
Yeah.
What's one final thing that, like, the listeners wouldn't know about you that you'd say, this is a big part of, like, who I am?
Wow. I think there's a lot.
Yeah. And I loved you sharing about the Detroit Dog Rescue, because I saw that in multiple places.
Yeah. I think one of my, actually, so there are people that have been following me, you know, since the beginning, know this part, but I actually did a CrowdRise fundraiser in Honduras, and this was the beginning of my DJ career. So my voice was very well known from traveling. Prior to DJing, you know, I was project managing very lavish events all over the country. So I did build a good network, naturally. And so I was asked by Moose Jaw, CrowdRise, to go to Honduras to use my voice to help a little girl that had a tumor. So that is all on YouTube. I think that was the most special trips out of everywhere I've traveled in the world. I've traveled, you know, for different reasons, but that was very dear to my heart, because I was able to change 3 lives just by my network and videotaping my visit there. I was only there for 5 days, but raised over 24 grand in 24 hours to take one girl into surgery, and then I ended up actually changing 2 boys' lives that we met. So we took 3 kids in and changed their lives. That is so special to me, because that was one, using your voice, right? We all can use our voice no matter what the scenario is, bringing the whole world together. So luckily I had, you know, the Huntington Post wrote about my story. We used videos to show live action of what I'm doing. That way people know this isn't just to raise money. Like, I am literally going to go take them in the hospital the next day and use this money while I'm here. So it was a great, like, kind of action that people did come together, and it worked. And then you can follow their story. Like, you know, we all came together and changed 3 kids' lives in Honduras. Like, how special is that, you know?
Yes.
So that was that's a story that not many people know. Yeah, but you can YouTube it, Nicole Mint, CrowdRise, Honduras, and there's like 3 videos that shows the whole, you know, raising the money, people donating, and the great change that we made together. Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute gift to have you in today.
Thank you.
And I said that to you before we even started. I meant it.
Thank you so much.
It's been so special to be able to share your story and listen to you communicate just in person and completely, like, feel that electricity that you have for, like, life and inclusion, and just love that you talked about the Detroit Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, it just shows, like, who you are, which you're already a really big deal in music, entertainment, and sports, but to see these other sides of you are really special.
Thank you.
And so I'm so thankful to you that you agreed to say yes. And for the world, I am the first official person to host DJ Nicole Mint on a podcast. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to our guest, DJ Nicole Mint. You can connect with DJ Mint on Instagram or X, formerly known as Twitter, at DJ Mint, MYINT. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to follow, rate, review At The Podium Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows. And you can follow the show on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at @podium_podcast. Do me a favor, post about the show on social media. Tag us. Let us know you're hearing it. Let us know you're getting the stories. Let us know you're listening. And we'll be sure to repost and share our gratitude for you and the others. Your support means a lot to us. This is why we're doing this. And if you enjoy the content, we'd love for you to hit the subscribe button and share it with a friend. Friend to friend is still the greatest way that you can share our word and share the gospel of At The Podium Podcast. Thanks so much for being with us.